Well, we went out to Owe Island yesterday and met with some of the people on the island, looking at different issues there, from roads and drainage. But I suppose the biggest issue on the island at the moment is the piers. We see a fair increase in tourism to the island. More and more people are coming back to do up and renovate their homes on the island. And I think it's only right that we try to facilitate the islanders as best as we can. I believe that Owe has been forgotten for a very long time, and that's very unfortunate because it is one of the most beautiful islands on the coast of Donegal. And I know myself that I'm looking forward to working with them and to do my very best with them. No promises, but certainly do my best for them. So that's why yesterday myself and some council officials went out there to meet with the Owe people.
Donegal County Council is set to receive a grant of over €96,000 for funding for their islands. Now, it is the least funding allocation in the country. If this becomes a trend whereby Donegal is getting the least from the plate, then how will these plans realistically come to fruition?
Well, there's a number of things there. First and foremost, it is that it's not surprising that Donegal would be getting the least grant. We've seen that through excessive governments through the years. Our islands have been neglected, I think, hugely for many a generation. And now, with the increase of tourism coming to the area, I suppose it's good to see some focus on it, but that focus should have been about the islanders from day one instead of looking at it in terms of investment now. But that says what we need to do is look to see what the needs of the islanders are and meet them first, and then also look at the needs of what tourism needs in Western Donegal and on our islands, and then trying to meet them. But unfortunately, again, what we see is the lack of proper investment into our islands. And what I would like to see is the government to take our islands more serious.